बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहार जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहार हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
जौं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद इस डिवाइन ग्रेस इस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य ब्यूटी फाउंडर आचार्य सेवर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमद इस डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगमय यमुनामय की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय सामवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय पतित पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय श्री रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश की जय श्री रुक्मिणी द्वारकानाथ की जय श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय श्री गौरनिताय की जय शील प्रभुपाद की जय शील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती रुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम Canto 3rd, chapter 21, text 16.
Prajapateste vachasadhishatanya lokah kilayam kamahatonubaddha aham cha lokanugato vahami balim cha shukla nimishayatubhyam. Prajapateste vachasadhishatanya lokah kilayam kamahatonubaddha aham cha lokanugato vahami balim cha shukla nimishayatubhyam. Prajapateste vachasadhishatantya lokah kilayam kamahatonubaddha aham cha lokanugato vahami balim cha shukla nimishayatubhyam. Prajapateste vachasadhishatantya lokah kilayam kamahato nubaddha aham cha lokanugato vahami balim cha shukla nimishayatubhyam. Prajapateste vachasadhishatantya lokah kilayam kamahato nubaddha aham cha lokanugato vahami balim cha shukla nimishayatubhyam. Prajapateste vachasadhishatantya lokah kilayam kamahato nubaddha aham cha lokanugato vahami balim cha shukla nimishayatubhyam. Prajapateste vachasadhishatantya lokah kilayam kamahato nubaddha aham cha lokanugato vahami balim cha shukla nimishayatubhyam.
Vaishnavis, to try. Okay. Prajapate, who are the master of all living entities, te of you, vachasa under the direction, Adhisha, O my Lord, Tantya, by a rope, Lokaha, conditioned souls, Kila, indeed, Ayam, these, Kamahataha, conquered by lusty desires, Anubaddhaha, are bound, Aham, I, cha, and loka anugataha, following the conditioned souls, vahami, offer,
balim, oblations, cha, and shukla, O embodiment of religion, animishaya, existing as eternal time, tubhyam, to you. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki chai. Translation. O my Lord, you are the master and leader of all living entities. Under your direction, all conditioned souls, as if bound by a rope, are constantly engaged in satisfying their desires. Following them, O embodiment of religion, I also bear oblations for you for eternal time. Purport. In the Katha Upanishad, it is stated that the Supreme Lord is the leader of all living entities. He is their sustainer and the awarder of all their necessities and desires. No living entity is independent. All are dependent on the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Vedic instruction is that one should enjoy life under the direction of the Supreme Leader, the Personality of Godhead. Vedic literatures like Isha Upanishad direct that since everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one should not encroach upon others' property, but should enjoy one's individual allotment. The best program for every living entity is to take direction from the Supreme Lord and enjoy material or spiritual life. A question may be raised. Since Karda Muni was advanced in spiritual life, why then did he not ask the Lord for liberation? Why did he want to enjoy material life in spite of his personally seeing and experiencing the Supreme Lord? The answer is that not everyone is competent to be liberated from material bondage. It is everyone's duty, therefore, to enjoy according to his present position, but under the direction of the Lord or the Vedas. The Vedas are considered to be the direct words of the Lord. The Lord gives us the opportunity to enjoy material life as we want, and at the same time, He gives directions for the modes and processes of abiding by the Vedas so that gradually one may be elevated to liberation from material bondage. The conditioned souls who have come to the material world to fulfill their desires to lord it over material nature are bound by the laws of nature. The best course is to abide by the Vedic rules that will help one to be gradually elevated to liberation. Kardama Muni addresses the Lord as Shukla, which means the leader of a religion. One who is pious should follow the rules of religion, for such rules are prescribed by the Lord Himself. No one can manufacture or concoct a religion. Religion refers to the injunctions or laws of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that the religion means to surrender unto Him. Therefore, one should follow the Vedic regulations and surrender unto the Supreme Lord, because that is the ultimate goal of perfection in human life. One should live a life of piety follow the religious rules and regulations, marry and live peacefully for elevation to the higher status of spiritual realization.
Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruh Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamshcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamshcha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine He Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Krupatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hare Krishna. I seek blessings of all devotees so that I can speak something for glorifying Lord, for all of your pleasure and for my purification. So we are in this chapter, conversation between Manu and Kardama. So yesterday Gavarchand Prabhu nicely gave overview of the chapter. So herein, Kardama is glorifying Lord after taking his darshan. And in 13th verse, we saw that when he first time sees the Lord, he says that it's perfection of eyes to get a darshan. Then on the 14th verse, he refers that, asking something material from you is a sign of a less intelligent person. And in yesterday's verse, he says, still I am asking that about material thing. And in today's verse, he is mentioning why he is asking actually. So we'll see three things in this purport. Prabhupada has nicely mentioned. First, how Krishna has a master plan for everyone to get liberated from material world. Second, how Krishna allows enjoyment but by rules. And third is, we should not imitate but follow footsteps of great devotees. So the first point, Krishna's master plan for enjoying, So Prabhupada in the first section of this purport is mentioning that the best program for every living entity is to take direction from the Supreme Lord and enjoy material or spiritual life. So when Acharyas, they
you know, when there is this prayers going on, they even go in little deep, like, you know, reading between the lines, we call it. So when Kardamaya has, you know, said that, okay, you know, we should not ask material, but I want a wife, then Lord Vishnu must have asked, you know, but why you are asking then? So then Kardama says, oh, actually, it is direction from Brahma. He wants me to populate this material world, and for doing that, I need a wife. And then, like, he is kind of referring that since it's instruction of Brahma, which is in turn instruction from you, O Lord. Like in Bhagavad Gita 3.10, Krishna says that Sahayadne praja srishtva purovacha prajapatihi anena prasavishyadhyam eshavo twishtakamadhuk. In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods along with sacrifices for Vishnu and blessed them by saying, be thou happy by this yajna, sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation. So, the first part is, yes, material world, there is an enjoyment, but it should be as per the rules given. We discussed about this example, right? With a machine comes a manual, how to operate the machine. So same way, the manual for this material world is Vedas, which tell how one should enjoy. So, see, Krishna is such a merciful Lord. He, knowing that we are in this material world, you know, for enjoyment, he not only gives the process of enjoyment, but in meantime, he creates a master plan to elevate our consciousness. Okay. We discussed this example so many times. If somebody wants to eat meat, Vedas, do they prohibit? No, what they say? Eat only once in a fortnight. That too, you have to cut the goat or a chicken. And while cutting, you have to say, Mamsaha, Mamsaha. Meaning, in this life I am cutting you, next life you cut me. And that too, you have to distribute. You know, you have to make 5 parts, 4 parts, give away, eat only one. So by doing this, persons gradually start thinking, hey, you know, I am creating very bad future for me, so let me stop it. And then he goes to one level up. So, like this, he slowly elevates person's consciousness. So yes, there is a happiness allowed, enjoyment allowed, but within restrictions. And if we observe carefully, if we don't follow rules, we cannot really enjoy anything. For example, there is that, here what is that, NBA is very famous, right? Basketball, right? Now suppose, and there are rules, like you have to have in this time, the person has to put that in that, you know, whatever, I never played, but hoop call, they call it, right? Now suppose there is no rule, you know, somebody is holding ball, not giving only, or somebody is running around, you know, outside the court and coming from other side, it would be chaos, right? It won't be any fun. That thrill of, you know, scoring those goals or whatever in the given time, it won't come if there are no rules, right? But the problem with mind is, it doesn't like rules, you know. For example, we have a feast, suppose, you know, and then there are nice gulab jams or, you know, pizza, you know, and the servers, they announce only one slice per head. There is enjoyment given, you know, prasadam is going to provide, but that only one slice, that creates so much turbulence in mind. Why not two? Why not three? You know, why? Wherever regulation comes, mind loses its taste for enjoyment. You know, the perception of a conditioned mind is enjoyment means unrestricted. Let me eat, you know, 10 pizza. Afterward, even if I have to go to doctor, that's another case. But if we follow the directions and regulate the enjoyment, like, you know, Bhrugyavati Prabhu was telling the other day so nicely that, you know, initially it would be like a poison, but at the end, it's like a nectar. So Krishna has this master plan to give this object of senses, the process of sense enjoyment, but with star regulation, you know, not unrestricted, condition apply. And by that, what happens? When we regulate, we lose the taste in that enjoyment itself. And we start developing taste towards spiritual life, you know, when we follow the injunction of Vedas. So, that is the first part, Krishna's master plan for liberation, that yes, enjoy, but as per the rules, you know. So, now, if one performs lower dharma with understanding of what higher dharma is, while endeavoring to perform the higher dharma, he'll make spiritual advancement. Okay. So, the lower dharma is like, you know, here in this case of Kardab Muni, he wanted to get married and have progeny. The higher dharma is unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Lord. So, if one performs lower dharma with understanding of higher dharma, and while endeavoring to perform that highest dharma, then he'll make a spiritual advancement. But while performing lower dharma, if one is thinking that it's the highest thing, then there is no scope for spiritual advancement. So, same way, if Kardaba, he was performing this, you know, so-called lower dharma for now, but he had higher dharma in mind. He had a plan in place, you know. He says to Lord, you know, that okay, you know, after getting married, I'll produce kids and then I'll want to again go back to you. Right? So, that is okay. That for time being, you are performing lower dharma, but you have that highest dharma in mind. Again, so many examples. Srila Prabhupada, he was told that, you know, preach in English. What he did after that? Got married, had kids, started a business, one business failed, started another. But while performing all these duties of grihasthashram, he was always focusing on the higher dharma, that to please his spiritual master. And later he did it in a glorious way. So, but only focusing on lower dharma and not considering the higher, then one will not make any spiritual advancement. So somebody says, no, I'll get married, I'll take care of my family. Shastras, they say it. But I won't, you know, worry about devotional service. Then what's happening? Yeah, he's also following dharma at a lower level. But then there is no scope of advancement. The Vedas, they not only talk about, you know, doing these different duties, but they also talk about our eternal duty as a spirit soul. Right? So, therefore, we should make sure that while performing, even like, you know, within the scope of Vedic literatures, while performing the our occupation or like, you know, whichever ashram we are in, the duties of that ashram, we should not get stuck there. We should always remember that ultimately, you know, like Prabhupada is saying here, that, you know, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja. That is the stage we should be aspiring for. So, that was the second point, that yeah, we should enjoy with the rules, but at the same time, we should not perform, we should not forget the you know, higher dharma. And it's very, very difficult unless we have proper guidance of spiritual master. You know. For example, like, you know, say for a brahmana, the dharma is to, you know, be truthful. So once there was one cow, she ran from a butcher. And then the butcher came searching for that cow. And then that butcher asked this brahmana, you know, where did cow went? Now, the lower dharma is, yeah, he should speak the truth, cow went in that direction. But then what will happen? That butcher is going to go and kill that cow. So, what should you do, you know? Should he speak truth or not? What should you do? You can lie, yeah. That's higher dharma because it's protecting. Now for Kshatriya, I'll tell another example. When these Mughals, they attacked, and that time there were these Rajputs were there, right? So these were very valiant kings actually. But what these Mughals did, during the battle, they put the cows in front. And they started attacking from behind the cows. Now these Kshatriyas, they said, yeah, cows is like mother, we cannot kill the cow. They put their arms. And the Mughal defeated them. Now if they were guided by a proper spiritual master, what they would have told? No problem, kill the cow for now, kill the Mughals, so that later it will stop killing of hundreds and thousands of cow. So that's why, you know, this is, you know, dharmam tu tattvam nihitam guhaya mahajano yena gata supantaha, right? So this understanding, this what is lower dharma and what is higher dharma, it depends on, you know, situation to situation. And for that, we need spiritual master. For that, we need association of senior devotees. We cannot say, I have Prabhupada books, I'll go and stay in Radhakund. I'll perfect my life. No, you know, we may land up somewhere else after some time. So that brings to the third point, you know, that we should follow footsteps, but we should not imitate. You know, Prabhupada is such a nicely mentioning. He said, you know, a question may be raised, since Kardaba was advised in advanced in spiritual life, why then he did not ask the Lord for liberation? Why did he want to enjoy material life in spite of his personally seeing the and experiencing the Supreme Lord? So Prabhupada is telling, not everyone is competent to be liberated from material bondage. You know. So once one devotee was trying to preach one, you know, merchant. He used to tell how this material world is, you know, problematic, this, that, but he was least bothered actually. So one day he took him to a crematorium, you know, and in that crematorium in India, they actually put a funeral pile, like the woods, and they burn the body. And we can hear, you know, the cracking sound of bone and skull, and it's pretty, pretty, what you say, we can say scary scene, you know. And some places there are not one, like in, if you go to Varanasi, there is this Manikarnika Ghat, you will see one after other, you know, the bodies are getting burned, you know. We recently went to Jagannath Puri, there is a place called as Swargadwar, you know. There are some 18 or 20 funeral pyres, the actual, not the electric ones. In electric one, you know, the body goes in and the ash come out, you know. We feel it's so clean, nothing is happening, you know. But there actually we can see, and somebody or other, see in Odisha, there is a tradition that even if somebody leaves body far from Jagannath Puri, like, you know, couple of 100 miles, they'll bring the body to Jagannath Puri and they'll cremate there, like, you know, they'll actually burn that. So you can always see that, you know, something or other burning. So this fellow took this, you know, devotee took that person to this smashan, you know, crematorium. The bodies are getting burnt. People are chanting, you know, Ram Naam Satya, you know. This fellow started crying, you know. So this dude is, yes, you know. Finally, I got him to realize material world is place of misery. So then after, you know, sometime he came back. So he said, what did you realize? You know, he said, I realized I have wasted my life. He said, yes, that's the point, you know. He said, why? Why did you feel that? He said, I should have done the business of wood. There is so much market, you know. So he came to wrong conclusion. You know, he was still thinking about his business. So therefore this is called as Smashan Vairagya, you know, that you get renounced only for some time and later you continue your business. So but here therefore if we are not purified, even if Lord comes personally, and we have Lord personally here, Prabhupada said, you know, so if we have seen, of course all of us have seen many times Rukmini Dwarkadish, we should have gone back to spiritual world. Why not? Why we are not going? We are not ready. That is the problem. Problem is not with the potency of Rukmini Dwarkadish. You know, problem is with our desire to enjoy. See, again, problem is not with the sense objects. Problem is with that desire to enjoy those sense objects. And Bhagavatam and Acharyas, they deal with that root cause. Desire to enjoy separately. Ramanand Rai, he used to personally massage the bodies of young ladies, dress them. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered him, like he used to listen from him. But same Lord Chaitanya, he rejected Chota Haridas just for having a thought. Forget about doing an act or even thinking, and he even regretted later. So this tells that the problem is not with the sense object. Problem is with desire to enjoy. And that can even be in spiritual life. Puja, Lab, Pratishtha, right? Name, fame, glory, same old story. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, right? The desire for hankering for prestige is like hankering for eating hog's stool. Pretty strong. So therefore, acharyas are, you know, pointing this, we should work on this desire to enjoy separately. That is the problem. Okay. And then we should not imitate. Kurma Brahman, when Lord Chaitanya was in South India, he said that, you know, he was very happy, wealthy, you know, Brahman with nice family. So when Lord Chaitanya came, he welcomed the Lord home, he worshipped him, took the water, sprinkled on his head, all the family members. And he said that, I am miserable in this family life, I want to come with you. What Lord says? No, Prabhu kahe, you be here and chant, take the name of Lord Krishna. And then he quotes that famous work, you know, Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh, amar agya guru hai tare yehi desh, right? So, this connection, Brahmaji, when he prays, very beautifully he says, you know, Jnane prayasa madupasya namanteva jivanti sanmukhartam bhavadiya vartam sthane sthitashtuti gatam tanuvang manobhir ye prayasho jita jito pyasitre trilokyam. So, what he says, Brahmaji, is that those who even while remaining situated in their established social positions throw away the process of speculative knowledge and with their body, words and mind offer all respects to the descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicating their lives to these narrations which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees, certainly conquer your lordship. Although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three words. So the important one is sthane sthita. Be where you are. Now, Prabhupada is also saying here, right? One should not try to, you know, imitate or say, you know, okay, I want to be, you know, liberated, you know, let me go to Let me renounce everything, go to Radhakund, that is the highest place. I just read in Nectar of Instruction and stay there. But if we are not thoroughly purified, what will happen? Eventually we will fall down. So therefore we don't have to imitate, but we have to follow footsteps and sthane sthita. Remember, like whatever condition we are in, Krishna has put us in best condition to practice devotional service. You know, whatever situation, many devotees, they tell that when they get some, you know, terminal disease, they say that, you know, like Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was telling, right, that this is the best situation and I don't want to tread to anyone because I am able to remember Krishna in this situation. So, therefore, we should follow the rules given in the Vedic scriptures. And then there is certain enjoyment allowed. Enjoy that as per the rules, but always put the focus on the highest thing. So, to summarize, we saw that Karadama Muni, initially, he tells Lord, yes, you know, I am, though it is foolish, but I am asking for this material enjoyment because it's the order of Brahma, which is in turn coming from you. And then, we saw that Krishna's master plan of this world, that yes, you know, we have desire to enjoy. Krishna allows enjoyment, but with a caveat, under set of rules. And when we enjoy within the boundary of the rules, eventually we get purified, and we, you know, remember this higher purpose. You know, what is that? You know, if one performs the lower dharma while understanding of what higher dharma is, while endeavoring to perform that higher dharma, then one makes spiritual advancement. But if while performing lower dharma, he thinks that this is in all, then there is no scope of spiritual advancement. We saw the example of a brahmana and, you know, the kshatriyas, you know, comparison how they had, you know. And then we saw the sense objects are not an issue. The desire to enjoy them separately from Lord is the issue. We saw example of Ramandra and Haridas Thakur. And then the third one was, we should not imitate but follow the footsteps. We saw that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Kurma Brahman, you be where you are, chant Hare Krishna and preach to others, you will perfect your life. And in this also, verse Prabhupada is saying that though Kardama saw personally Lord, he was not ready to go back. We also see personally Lord, we are not ready. But the process of devotional service will make us ready. So, and then we saw this Brahmaji's prayer, that how sthane sthita, we can be remain where we are and practice devotional service. We would like to end with one prayer. Narottam Das Thakur, he says beautifully in this Vaishnava song, Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharira, hari hari bolive nayane babe nira. So the last stanza, it comes as, Vishaya chadiya kabe shuddha habe mana, kabe hama heribo shri vrindavana. Rupa raghunath pade hoabe akuti, kabe hama bujhabo se vishaya piriti. So, let's pray to the lotus feet of Rupa Raghunath, all the acharyas, especially Srila Prabhupada, that may we relinquish the desire to enjoy separately from Lord, and may we develop, you know, Vishaya Chhadiya Kabe, Shuddha Habe Man, may we purify our mind, and hanker Kabe Hama Heribo Shri Vrindavan, hanker for the residence and service in as a servant of servants in Sri Vrindavan Dham or Sri Dwaraka Dham. Okay. I'd like to stop here. Any questions, comments? Yes, Prabhupati Prabhu. Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhu, for a nice class. I was listening to a lecture, I guess yesterday, Prabhupada said there's two mistakes that a conditioned soul makes. One is thinking an ordinary person to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the other is thinking the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be an ordinary person. So I guess it's significant that in the purport, Prabhupada mentioned that not only did Kardama Muni see the Lord, but he experienced Him. He mentioned both things.
Yeah.
And you elaborated upon that, that, you know, we see the deities, which is we're seeing Krishna, but we don't understand. So is that also applied to devotees? That it's possible, just like, you know, we see Krishna, somebody could see Krishna and not understand He's Krishna. So it also applies to devotees. People could see the devotees but not understand the position of a devotee.
Yeah, yeah, very much. It is said, you know, Shuddha Bhakta Dhuliyara, Shuddha Bhakta Pada Dhuliyara, Bhakta Pada Jal, Bhakta Bhukta Vaisheshati Namahabal. That the lotus dust of pure devotee is remnants, and the water washed from His lotus feet, they are potent enough to liberate oneself, you know, immediately from material world. Ramanujacharya, when he came as a devotee, in the form of devotee, once he washed his hand after eating prasad in Pushkarani, the fish that took those remnants immediately got 400 form, went back to spiritual world. All the disciples of Ramanujacharya were spellbound. He said, "We ate so many times, nothing happened. Where are my two extra arms?" Same what you are saying, that though that prasad had same potency, why it acted on fish, why it did not act on His other disciples? Because they did not, as you mentioned, they did not respect or appreciate that in that particular way. So same way, Srila Prabhupada, again pure devotee, many of you who took nice instruction, and you all are like kind of a beacon example for us. You took instructions nicely, you are here inspiring thousands and millions, and there were some who unfortunately left. Now, it's detail why they left or whatever, but again, we can see here also difference that they both had access to same mercy. It's up to the receiver. So even I can talk at my generation, it's for us to introspect how much benefit we are deriving from association of all of you. Because, you know, we have this unimaginable good fortune. So if we are also not careful, we'll lose the chance. So it's, I think I can speak for myself that yes, we should remind ourselves to see that the devotees who are sitting, I think, not sure if it was Prabhupada or who said that, if you know who is sitting next to you, you will faint. We don't know who actually, all of you must be, you know, some, you know, special personalities came to help Srila Prabhupada propagate this mission. You know, maybe some Manjari or somebody in spiritual world, who knows what. So yeah, it is very, very imperative that we should take care of devotees also ultra carefully while dealing. That's why Prabhupada said we should address each other as Prabhu. Nowadays there is a fashion, while telling the name, the new devotees forget to tell that Das, and while calling others, the other devotee forget to call as a Prabhu. You know, "Oh, I am Arjun Gopa," or, you know, whoever, Madan Mohan, or whoever. No, while telling we should emphasize Das, and while calling we should emphasize Prabhu. But what's happening? While telling I am emphasizing my name, and while calling I am forgetting Prabhu and calling His name. That's problem. That's not the way. We should address ourselves Das, others as Prabhu. It's imperative. It's important. Otherwise, we'll not derive that benefit of associating. Because if we just respect devotee, Krishna will take that act and He'll deliver us. You know, forget about, you know, our conditioning and everything. So it's so simple. What we have to sincerely respect, you know, devotees around us. So that's a little bit, yeah. So you have, okay. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhuji, and then Mataji, we can take two more questions.
So, thank you so much for this great class. I almost had tears while I was listening to you. I almost felt I'm about to go back to Northern California. I feel fortunate that Krishna brings me here for work, and very thankful for that. And I just feel this class was for me. You gave an example about the businessman, and he realized and he cried and stuff like that, right? That's on the extreme side, that somebody, in spite of telling you so many things, doesn't realize it. But there are different kinds of people like me While I understand the love of Krishna, I've been here for 30 years. And I meditate, I see it. I see material world very clearly. I see the fallacy in it. But this body is so limited that every time there's temptation, you're almost strangled and you're down on your knees and you're almost struggling with Krishna to ask him, why is this dance going on? Why aren't you releasing me of this? So how do you burn this desire, even though you can see it, you can sense it, but it's a constant struggle? How do you burn it at a root level? Saying that, you know, association with devotees and stuff like that is great when you're living in an ashram. But then, like you said, the lower dharma, you have to take care of the lower dharma. It's extremely difficult when you're going to lower dharma, those fires rise again. And it's just like walking on a thin rope, and surrender to these lower temptations is like, it's like no way out. So how do you burn it at a root cause?
Yeah, thank you for your encouraging words. It's all like, you know, Prabhupada's glory he has put in purports. So nice question. Even like, you know, I also struggle many times. The lower tendencies, they come up, and because we have to work, we are outside, you know, things get difficult. So there is this, you know, recognize, repent, rectify, reinstitute. So recognize what is the problem. Okay. Then repent, you know, yes, you know, sincerely we feel repentance that yes, I should not have succumbed to my lower nature. Krishna, you know, I did it, please, you know, please forgive me. Recognize, repent, rectify. Okay, if I go to particular place, I am going to eat stool, better let me not go there next time. So you not only just, you know, be at the time of recognizing and repenting, and then forgetting, not doing any action. See what was the situation, what triggered it, and next time, you know, try to avoid it. We are not like in church they call it what they call it. You go and confession, right? It's not that you just confess and forget and do the same thing next week. No. Okay. So I recognize. Okay, this was the issue. So next time, let me not do it. And for that matter, we may have to take help of devotees. That's fine. Many times, revealing our weakness in front of devotees itself solves the problem. Reason being, Paramatma, he appreciates we being humble, taking a humble stand and telling that, yes, I am not great, I am a fallen soul. Oh, devotee of Lord, please help me. So when we do that sincerely to a mature devotee, that itself will solve more than half problem most of the times. So when we recognize, when we repent, then while rectifying, if it is beyond our control, take help of some devotees. That's why the association is so important. That's why taking, you know, shelter of spiritual master is so important. And then reinstate, we don't have to go in the lamentation mode. You know, I am fallen, nobody can do anything, I am not coming in association of devotees because devotees will fall down if I come. No. That's all nonsense. Reinstate. That, whatever has happened. Let me again chant enthusiastically, dance enthusiastically, read Prabhupada books, follow four regulative principles, you know, be in association of devotees. And so what will happen by that, you know, once you start, you know, resisting, so first time you resist a bit, next time you will get strength to resist bigger temptation. So like that it will continue. So on our own, no, that beautiful Vaishnava song is there, right? Oh spiritual master, on my own I don't have any strength, but by your mercy is only my shelter. What is that we sing generally on Vyas Puja days, right? Gurudev Krupa Bindu Yaya Karaye Dase Trinapeka Ati Hina, you know, in that it comes that, you know, Sakala Sammane Karite Shakati Dehanata Yata Yata Tabe To Jai Hari Nama Sukhe Hari Nata Kabe Hena Krupa Labi Aya Jana Kritartha Huye Venata Shakti Buddhi Hina Ami Ati Dina Karo More Atma Sata, you know. योग्यता विचारे किछु नाही पाए तुम्हार करुणा सार यत करुणा ना होते कांदिया कांदिया प्राण ना राखिबार. सो इन दिस वर्स लाइक यू नो सी द ट्रांसलेशन इट सेज दैट या आई डोंट हैव एनी कैपेसिटी ऑन माय ओन टू यू नो सेव फ्रॉम दिस मटेरियल ऑनस्लॉट. सो दैट्स व्हाई वी नीड यू नो टू टेक शेल्टर. सो यू कैन रिमेंबर दिस 4 R रिकॉग्नाइज रिपेंट रेक्टिफाई रीइंस्टेट. डज दैट आंसर योर क्वेश्चन. We'll have last question by Mataji. Done? Okay. Yeah. Okay, Maharaj, yes. Comments. Yeah.
Is it Haribo? Excellent. Thank you. The only point that I wanted to make is it almost sounds like that we are the doers, we are the controllers, we just have to follow point A, point B, point C, point D, and then we will get the result. It's not so easy. Why I say it's not so easy is because there are weaknesses in us. Even though we try, even though we struggle, even though we make a good effort, still we fall back down again due to the force of the lower emotions, lower feelings, lower ideas, lower thoughts. They pull us back down again, even though we know we should not go that way. So we know we should not, but we still follow this wrong path, as we say. So the question is answered throughout the Bhagavatam, is that we have to learn how to pray. We have to stop thinking we are the doer. We can do it. We can make effort. And we should try and make our best effort. But the cream of the effort comes by the blessing of the Lord. He gives us His strength. He gives us His guidance. He gives us His direction. He gives us His love. And with all that, we are able to restrain, withdraw, say no to all those lower feelings. But alone, just on our own efforts, no matter how many efforts you make, you will always fall. And that's the point. The point that's being made is don't be so proud. Don't be so big. Don't think because you have a human brain and the ant has a tiny brain and you're so much superior. That's meaningless. What really means is that we are small. We are insignificant. We are worthless. We do make mistakes. And the Lord alone can prevent us from that lower level of expression, because He doesn't have it, and He can share what He has with us. And when He shares, we become different, and becoming different, we can do the unthinkable.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.